I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Well, it finally happened. The ocean stopped breathing. Or maybe it just suffered a temporary hiccup? Either scenario has oceanographers deeply worried. Here's the deal. For the first time since records began, the seasonal upwelling of deep, cold ocean waters to the surface in the Gulf of Panama spluttered. This cycle is usually so reliable and so predictable, it is referred to as the ocean's breath. Normally, in the dry season, powerful winds push surface waters away from the shoreline, creating a vacuum that draws cold waters up. The upwell delivers a fresh wave of nutrients, like plankton. The cold waters also act as an air conditioner, cooling off coral reefs and coastal communities. But in 2025, something in the reliable, cyclical machinery broke. The winds came 6 weeks late, and they didn't howl continuously. The waters made a half-hearted churning attempt for less than 2 weeks, instead of the usual two-month tumble. If the machinery breaks again for several years, coral reefs off the Panamanian coast are likely to bleach and die off. If fish are starved of nutrients, the communities that rely on the fish also starve. By converting food waste to compost, ordinary people keep the oceanic breathing machine running. Put another way, they see the error of their waves. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.